Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're the operators of the Erie Basin Marina for the city of Buffalo. Well, we have seen, our slips were all reserved and full. However, we are seeing some of the boat owners are now calling us up, reconsidering whether they're going to all launch their boats due to the cost of the fuel, as we all know, is considerably higher. But I don't see that much of a difference. I think maybe they won't be taking as many boat trips this year and maybe sitting more at the dock and just hanging out at their boats as opposed to taking them out on the water.
Right. Now, how do these prices impact boat sales? Are people looking to sell and not buy, or?
Well, actually, quite the opposite. We've in the past 2 years, we've experienced phenomenal sales with the new boats and the used boat market. And we're having difficulty even getting new boats delivered because they're selling faster than we can get them produced.
So slips are pretty full?
The slips down at Erie Basin are full, yes. And most of our slips at our North Tonawanda Marina are also almost full.
Right. So what's the cost of a gallon today compared to maybe like a couple months ago?
Well, I can't really comment on a couple months ago because our season just opened on May 1st. But I can tell you that last fall, our price of now keep in mind the gasoline that we sell is a recreational gasoline, so it's a higher octane. It's 90 octane, and there is no ethanol in it. So it is considerably more expensive than the gas that you see on the street. Last year in the fall, when we closed down, I believe our price was $3.59 a gallon. And we just took delivery of our load for this year to start the season, and I think we're priced at $6 a gallon.
Okay, now you said you're a boat owner, right, obviously, correct?
I am.
Now, how much does it take to fill up a maybe like a speedboat or something like that just to go down to the river and come back? How much does it take to fill up the tank?
Well, obviously, it depends on the size of the boat, but your standard boat, which is average, is a 25-foot boat. They usually hold 70 gallons of fuel, 70 to 100 gallons of fuel. So if you figure a 100-gallon tank at $6 per gallon, you know, you're talking $600 to fill up a boat.
Right.
On a smaller size boat.
So what were the prices last year?
Like I said, when we finished out the season, I believe it was $3.59 a gallon.
So $3.59 to $6 a gallon. That's a big increase, right?
Correct. Yes, almost double.
Right. So how do you feel about that?
Well, like I said, I think where you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of people taking less trips on their boat, using their boat less, and they'll be sitting at the docks, more or less socializing with their dock mates as opposed to going out on the water. I think that's what we're going to see this year, but, you never know.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.